Social care providers put profit before residents' needs. Nationalized care. Now a care worker in the Southwest 5 years ago, I wrote for The Socialist explaining what it was like working in care, the limited time we had to get people washed, dressed, and to help them eat and drink. It is now 2022, and, writing again, I would love to say that things have got easier, but I can't. That would be lying. I know what I'm about to tell you isn't unique to my workplace, or the difficulties created by the times we are in, although they would love to blame everything on COVID. It could be, and is, repeated every day in every care home in the country, and that just makes it more worrying. The home I work in is part of a big company. We have some of the most vulnerable people in our care, all of whom are coming to the end of their lives. They need help with everything, are often scared, lonely and sometimes in pain. But because of inadequate staffing levels they will spend a lot of time on their own, waiting for things we all take for granted, food, drinks, a human voice telling them they are not on their own, or even just a hand to hold. It's a typical weekday evening. It's 8 p.m, and my colleague and I should be going home but we can't, as we have paperwork to finish. On our unit of 22 residents there have been just 3 of us on shift, 2 carers and 1 nurse. It's been that way since 3 p.m. We have to put our residents first, so we've sorted out supper, then assisted all 22 residents with their incontinence needs, made them comfortable in bed, and apologized to them for not being able to have a chat. In the back of my head I'm thinking, please don't ask for another drink as I still have 12 people to check, and it's 7:30 p.m. already. It gets to 9 p.m. and I can finally go home having been in the building since 8 a.m. My colleague and I are tired, hungry and angry. I work in care because I care, and it is a job I love. But a lot of the time it feels like I'm working on a production line just going from one person to the next, to the next. The culture coming from above seems to be that the residents we look after are not people at all, but rather bodies in a bed, who provide a way of making the shareholders their dividends. If you watch the news, read the papers, or listen to the radio, you will hear time and time again government ministers blaming the crisis in care on COVID. And yes, it hasn't helped. But the crisis in care has been happening for years as privatization has run rampant. COVID has brought it to the surface, but the care crisis is really about people at the top not caring, and, once again, putting profit before residents' needs. 2/3 of care homes have stopped or limited new admissions, unable to staff services. 44% of those leaving employment in social care are seeking better pay elsewhere. According to the National Care Forum, 55% of domiciliary care workers are on a zero-hour contract, according to Charity Skills for Care.